Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report and broadcast across America and worldwide. We appreciate all your support. And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and we pop in John DiNardo again this hour. I also want to have him back on Monday when we have Robert Felix on. His website, of course, is Ice Age Now and Evolutionary Leaps and Magnetic Shifts, because this is very real. We now have evidence that the Earth changes. The government's fully aware of this. They've been suppressing information from the SPT South Pole Telescope with the death of Dr. Harrington back in the 90s, who was proving this. It was evidence published on the NASA websites as well that, in fact, they know that every 3,600 years there is a systematic return of this wandering dwarf star, and there's plasma discharges occur between the large planet Saturn and Jupiter. And as it passes further in, that's why, of course, they talk about Jupiter being like the god Zeus with the lightning bolts, because the electric universe is in play. John, can you give us just a couple-minute summary? Because we want to continue more dialogue on Monday when we have Robert Felix on, because, you know, people need to start being prepared that the Earth changes, the earthquakes, the solar mass ejections that could knock out their grid could happen even this year. We don't know. We do know that the frequency of these events, if that solar mass M-class ejection occurred last week, was, instead of being on the other side of the sun, pointing toward us, and that, in fact, especially for the southern hemisphere, if the Earth had been turned in such a way that that solar mass ejection occurred where the hole in the magnetosphere between Antarctica and South Africa was present, we would have some big problems with all our satellites that are in space above that geomagnetic hole.
Right. What we have, I think there are ways that we can track the trajectory. I think I found a way of tracking the trajectory of this massive brown dwarf star that's been proven by in many, many ways to be entering our solar system.
Right. And we can get past it just like the ancient prophets and Israel got past it. But we need to be prepared for what's coming. And we have to be able to say, this is real. We need to harden our satellites. We need to harden our ground-based distribution power networks and all our computers, including everything from our cars to our refrigerators, are running integrated chips. As it says in the Bible, he who built his house on sand, when the rains came, it was washed away and his house was taken too. We built our world on sand, the microchip.
You're saying that the EMP effect will basically fry all electronic circuitry.
A lot, and we don't know how much. We just know that it's bad. It's going to be very bad. If we had the 1859 solar mass ejection today, the one that happened in 1859, that if you're sitting at a telegraph machine and had your papers ready to put your Morse code down and translate it, the papers went on fire. Railway ties went on fire. Buildings went on fire all over the world because the solar mass ejection was so great that in our world today, with our modern electronics, the Western world would die instantly.
Governor Jesse Ventura just proved on True TV a couple weeks ago when he did his Apocalypse 2012 broadcast. He went down into the underground cities in Cheyenne Mountain near Denver, went below the Denver airport and found evidence, the absolute evidence of the power elite building elaborate multi-billion-dollar cities for to protect themselves.
Trillion. They built these cities at an average of $12 to $18 billion minimum apiece. We used to call DIA, because I worked out there as a doctor taking care of the excavation and construction companies years before DIA even actually was launched. We used to call it the Denver Imaginary Airport. That's the actual term we used to use, because I was a civil aviation examiner, and the pilots used to laugh because they used to go to the old Stapleton Airport, and they say, oh, yeah, that'll never launch. And the reason is they actually removed more debris, more material than they built when they built the original Panama Canal there. That facility is giant. It's 81 square miles, the actual facility underneath the airport. The airport is minuscule compared to the facility underneath it. 81 square miles.
Governor Jesse Ventura actually filmed a footage of large sections of that facility showing their food storage, showing their some of their facilities, their underground tunnels, their guard gates, and also the massive steel doors that the chief of security, whom he interviewed on camera, said those doors are going to be slammed shut, and no one, no matter how many people come banging on the doors, they're not going to get in.
Well, listen, the facility, by the way, NORAD, is only a top facility. They've got a giant facility under NORAD. below NORAD, and all those facilities are all connected all across the country and around the world. But these high-speed maglev tunnels, people say, oh, no, they can't have that technology. Sorry to burst your bubble, but they do. You know, and the fact is, these globalists have got the golden ticket, you know, like Willy Wonka and the chocolate factory. And I got to tell you, just like the Israelites, my God is God. He's going to tell us to go to the land of Goshen. He's going to warn us, but he's going to warn us prophetically. And that's what we got to tell you. Keep listening to the program, keep checking it, keep studying it, and keep praying. Get yourself ready for food shortages this year, for economic chaos this year. Get ready for the emergence of the H1N1 flu this year. Get ready for all of these things. And if and when they one or more of these happens, you better be prepared. You know, right. the Israelites who listened, they prospered, they were fine. When that ash cloud landed on top of those people down in Egypt because they didn't heed the word of the Lord Most High God through their prophet Moses, they were there when that ash cloud fell on them. You know, the Santorini volcano is so big, if you get 6 inches or a foot of ash cloud that lands on top of you, you're dead. You stop breathing, your cattle all die, you suffocate, and those who are in the areas where they're going to be directly under it, they're going to have fire. You know, they say there was fire mixed with, these hail falling down. It's exactly what happens when you have a giant super volcano blow up as is Santorini. That's what happened.
Right. The government knows that these massive solar ejections are going to occur soon and scorch every all living things on the surface of the earth. That's why they're going underground.
Well,
in fact, government agent,
yeah.
Government agent Ed Dames, remote viewer Ed Dames, calls it the kill shot. Yeah,
well,
him on a radio broadcast where he says there's going to be a solar kill shot.
Well, it doesn't have to happen. Let me tell you, here's the thing, though. And you see, our God foreknew all these things, but he also can protect us. If we have a repentance of the people, if we have us turning back to become a true, quote, Christian-believing nation, if we become righteous and stop invading countries for illegal drug trade and for the globalists and their oil cartels, and they're not trying to get oil to the people, they're trying to control the oil to keep it in the ground. We have tons of oil here in the Bakken reserves and elsewhere. What we have here is evil of satanic and galactic proportions, and they're getting ready the killing fields to kill billions. And people say, you're making all of this up. Well, if you don't pay attention now, just like I'm saying the words like my ancestor Moses, if you don't pay attention and listen now, that these little things like, you know, whether it's the things going on in Texas with the child protection, trying to take away your rights to control your children, or force vaccination under these national laws in the World Health Organization, or the globalist plan to force America to have national health care. It's not to have national health care. It's to have you in a database. That's why they're getting ready. They're in a panic. Obama, I have to have national health care. What? Why don't you just allow people to get into Medicare? Just make a simple bill. Say, anybody wants to get into Medicare, that's their choice. If they want to have their own private insurance, it's their choice. He didn't do it. They didn't do it. They want to have cap and trade. They're getting ready for the hard kill is coming. And if people don't believe me, they're going to suffer and they're going to die. And they're not just going to die the physical death. They're going to die the spiritual death.
Guys, do we have any time frame on
that? Yeah, well, what I'm trying to do is I think I may be able to help out with that by showing you and other listeners how they could go to the Astro Viewer and actually try to track the trajectory of Planet X.
Well, here's what I think is looking at my best guess. And this is a guess. This is not a prophecy. When I speak prophetically, I'll tell you, thus saith the Lord. But this is my best guess. We've got to have lined up in the Bible a peace treaty that divides the city of Jerusalem and the state of Israel. That's coming because we're coming within a hair's breadth of it in a nuclear attack in Iran. If there is an attack, or if there's a partial attack and it's stopped literally at the brink of Armageddon, we're going to be forced to have a peace treaty between Islamic nations and the state of Israel and partitioning the state. That's going to happen probably this year at the very latest, 2012. Okay. Secondly, the approaching could be anywhere in the next 2 to 5 years. But what's going to happen, these events are going to increase. Famine, earthquakes, volcanoes, solar mass ejections could knock out all or part of our satellites. It might just knock out part of them. People say, oh, look, that wasn't so bad. It only knocked out Europe. It didn't hit North America because we weren't turned that way, or it hit South America and fried all their computers. We need to wise up and realize God has every day, every minute is in his mind. He knows when the judgment's coming. He knows when it's going to happen. He's going to unveil it step by step, so there'll be no wavering that we need to listen to God, do his will, and get back on track, because our planet's under a judgment of fire that's coming very, very soon. When we return, more analysis by Tim Alexander. We'll have you back on Monday, John. Important information.